Here's what you need to know about the Texas House and its leadership at the moment. It comes from a Texas Tribune report by Edgar Walters. The House's base budget recommends spending $109 billion in state revenue, about $4 billion more cash than Comptroller Glenn Hager recently predicted the state would have to haggle over. The House's budget is about $5 billion larger than the Senate's in terms of state revenue. So throw out all the claims we get from moderate Republicans who say they're fiscal conservatives, just not in touch with good and right when it comes to social issues. There's nothing conservative about Joe Strauss and his cadre of House moderates. They're big spenders just like the Democrats who hand them power session after session to thwart the conservative wing of the GOP. Every legislative session since the GOP takeover of the Texas House, in flush times and in lean, Democrats have said we should raid the Economic Stabilization Fund, or Rainy Day Fund, in order to hand out more spending to their constituent groups. San Angelo's fake Republican representative, Drew Darby, has made the same arguments as Democrats, hyperbole and all, this session. And the liberal Republican, John Zerwas, who was appointed chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, seems to be happy with the same. The only way the Senate's responsible budget, overall numbers-wise, will carry the day is if constituents give state reps an earful and tell them we expect them to pass a budget that reduces spending growth to the level of income and not pay off political interest with our savings. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.